This is the Fathering Project podcast, Figuring It Out Together, where we tackle many challenges facing dads and father figures and explore fathering across all ages, from newborns to toddlers, school age and teenagers. We speak with experts in their fields to help you navigate solutions and positive outcomes for each stage of your fathering journey. Let's figure it out together. Hello and welcome to the Fathering Project podcast. Kati Gapayar here, and joining me today is Dr. Deborah DaCosta. In today's episode, Dr. DaCosta joins us to explore the mental well-being of fathers during the perinatal period. We all know about mothers experiencing issues after birth, but Dr. DaCosta will share some insight from her research on how we can enhance and support systems for dads who can also have mental health issues during the perinatal period and promoting their optimal mental health and general well-being. Just as an introduction, Dr. DaCosta is an associate professor in the Department of Medicine at McGill University and scientist at the Center for Outcomes Research and Evaluation at the Research Institute of the McGill University Health Center in Canada. Her research focuses on conducting prospective studies to better understand determinants of psychological difficulties and health behaviors for mums and dads during the transition to parenthood. Deborah, we are thrilled to have you join us today. A big welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
What we wanted to do was jump straight into it and understand what the current landscape is for new fathers and their mental health. And what's the research telling you?
Well, up to 1 in 10 dads are experiencing symptoms of either depression and or anxiety during their partner's pregnancy and into the first postpartum year. We did one of the first studies in Canada with over 600 dads and found that already in their partner's pregnancy, a significant proportion were experiencing depression. Risk factors for depression amongst fathers are things like financial stress, poor social support, dissatisfaction in the couple relationship, having a history of mental health difficulties, and having a partner who may also be experiencing depressive or anxiety symptoms during their pregnancy. A lot of these factors are modifiable. There are things we can do about improving social support, for instance. But unfortunately, depression amongst fathers goes untreated, underdiagnosed for numerous reasons that we can discuss. And this really has negative consequences because, you know, a depressed father parents differently. A depressed father, there are negative consequences to himself, to the family, to the child as a result of having a depressed father. So we really need to step up and do something about this because currently we're finding that it is poorly screened and managed.
Now, many people really aren't aware of the mental health statistics for new dads developing anxiety and depression. And we often think postnatal depression is really associated with mums. Your research has found that there's actually 1 out of 10 who suffer postnatal depression. What can we do about this? How can we screen better or diagnose better?
Well, I think some of the barriers to current screening and seeking help have to do with the fact that people are just not aware that this occurs. So there's a lack of awareness that fathers' mental health is being compromised or that they may be more vulnerable during this critical life stage. And fathers aren't talking about how they're feeling. There are societal and cultural reasons why men don't disclose these kinds of emotions. They are taught that their role during this period is to be protector, it's to be provider, it's to be strong. This doesn't mesh well with having depressive symptoms or anxiety and taking the steps needed to seek social support and to seek help. So, as a society, we need to, be better aware and we need to provide fathers with these gender-tailored resources. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, the kinds of things that we use for moms don't necessarily fit what we need to do for dads. So we need to better understand what dads need and tailor our resources both at the community level, at the, you know, internet. There's lots of sites on parenting and depression and postpartum depression, but very few are father-friendly. They're tailored to moms. They're developed for moms. They might have a tiny paragraph on fathers, but it's usually, you know, not very evidence-based.
You'll be happy to know that our website and all our services are absolutely catered to dads
I have long said that Australia is way ahead of the game.
because thank
I have
you
noted that a decade ago.
very much. Thank you very much. And we really do understand that dads need that support. And we also need to normalize that help-seeking behavior and understand that
Exactly.
it's okay to struggle and recognize it early on to take preventative action, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, we need to normalize the fact that, you know, mental health is matters. Mental health, we need to have accessible resources out there that are tailored for dads. And, you know, the best way of doing that is, you know, public health messages showing. I loved when The Rock recently went live and said that, you know, he had been struggling with depression. And there's like someone who we would not have expected that. You know, it's things like that that men stop and they listen to that. These are the kinds of steps we need in order to normalize that we all, parenting is not easy. This is a major life transition that we go through. And, you know, for all the roles that we have, you know, we get so much education. But this one is a lifelong role, and we're all very poorly prepared, and it changes over the life course, right? You know, the kinds of skills that you need when you're baby is an infant is very different from when they're a toddler or when they're, you know, starting elementary school. And yet, you know, where do dads, you know, moms are very active in seeking out this information. We talk to other moms. Dads are more reserved in this way. So we need to normalize that, hey, it's okay to get out there and get educated and get informed and to talk to your partner about these topics and to talk to other dads about these topics.
So, what advice would you give to new dads or those expecting their first child to actively engage in the prenatal journey and prevent any issues coming up with mental health?
It starts during your partner's pregnancy. Get involved. Be, you know, go to those prenatal appointments as much as possible. Communicate with your partner in terms of how you're feeling, how she's feeling. Ask her about the pregnancy experience. You know, feel your baby's movement while your partner is carrying your child. There are so many ways to already start being active and involved during the pregnancy period. This is important for the bonding experience, not only with your partner but with your baby. It's also you know, the transition to parenthood is a teachable moment. So it's also a time where you might want to do a little bit of self-reflection in order to prevent or promote your mental health and prevent difficulties. You know, lifestyle is important. It's important to reflect and think about, you know, do you need to be a little bit more active? Do you need to eat a little bit more healthier? Do you need to make sure that you're getting enough sleep? Sleep is so important. In fact, it was one of the risk factors we found in our study for postpartum depression and depression during the partner's pregnancy for men. You know, make sure that you're carving out at least 7 hours for sleep. You know, practice good sleep hygiene. Meditation is really important, or any other type of relaxation. You know, it's not a one size fits all. You kind of need to play around a little bit and see what's good for you. But just something like incorporating deep breathing into your routine is important. Men don't talk about self-care. Women are better at talking about self-care. But self-care is important, and it's important to weave that in during the perinatal period as much as possible, and to make sure your partner has time to do it as well. You know, support each other in that way. These are some strategies which are effective, but you know, they tend to go on the side burner. We really need to talk about this more and to, you know, make sure that both parents are engaging in these preventative types of activities, which can really serve to promote mental health during a time where you may be more vulnerable. Because let's face it, it's a highly stressful time. It's very joyful. There's lots of positive feelings that come with becoming a new parent, but it's stressful. This is like one of the first times where you actually have to juggle work and family in a very different way. One of the very important things that we underestimate and that we also need to think about is parental leave should be a norm for both parents. So taking paternity leave is important. You know, men need to think about how are they going to do that? You know, how long are they going to do it? Talk to your partner about it. These are, you know, all types of actions that need to be considered in order to promote mental health and to promote parenting skills and parenting practices that are effective.
Yeah, it can feel quite overwhelming for new dads, especially when mums seem to have a lot of support at the healthcare level compared to
Exactly.
the support that's available for dads. But what you're saying really is dads need to look at the birth of a new child as a time they need to be fully involved, and they need to set aside time from work and other engagements to really get involved and be there so that they have the best time out of it. They can support mom and their child can have a win-win situation as they come
Absolutely.
into this world. In your opinion, Deborah, how can societal and community support systems be enhanced or developed to better facilitate, encourage father involvement during this prenatal period?
Society and community resources first need to understand and they need to value fathers. Fathers are undervalued. They need to understand that fathers are caretakers too. Fathers have not, most of them have not learned how to be caretakers because in prior generations, this was not their role. So they've had no role model. We need to have better role modeling so that, you know, they can learn how to do this. And we need to accept the fact that fathers do it differently, and that's okay. You know, I recall this commercial I saw once where a father was, it was a diaper commercial, and the father was struggling to put on the child's, the baby's diaper. And I'm like, this is not a good message. This is not the message we want to convey. I didn't know how to put on a diaper properly either the first time. Why are we showing dads in that way? So, I mean, these are basic things that we need to do. I mean, at the societal level, workplaces need to be more flexible, for instance. You know, not only should paternity leave be a right, but flex time is important. You know, time to go for that a child's appointment at the doctor. You know, these are simple things that, you know, fathers are afraid of being judged. They're afraid of losing their job because there isn't a lot of support in the workplace for fathers. It's still moms are expected to be the ones who are doing these kinds of caretaking activities with their infants and child. But fathers, you know, they want to do it, but they need to have support to do it. And that's something that is that's lacking in many work environments.
Yeah, parental leave has been a big topic of conversation recently here in Australia, and rightly so. We are calling for corporates to take a more active approach in supporting both mothers and fathers
Yes,
in their role as
it's
caregivers, whether it's to do with leave or with flexibility, exactly as you were saying. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today for this very, very important discussion. Mental health for new dads is so important and often isn't spoken of enough. We need to ensure both the mum and the dad are feeling supported during pregnancy and beyond. So it's conversations like these that continue to raise awareness. Once again, thank you very much for joining us.
thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.